towards beauty, being called by the truth, responding to the call of the truth, becoming a believer who tries to create kindness, who promotes love. This is one picture, which is me, or could be me. And the other one, the monkey, is another picture of me. Right? Rumi said, I made my choice. I knew that that ugly fellow, the Satan, will laugh at me. But why should I care? Of course a logical fellow will laugh at me when I could do something. Let me bring an example out of your culture. Imagine that I'm trying to do something, to gain something, and I will understand that with a little bribe I could get what I want, and without the bribe I will lose that opportunity, right? I decided to lose. My logical cousin will call me what? If he's a very logical businessman, a good sharp fellow, will call me stupid. That's the difference between me and the Satan. Satan, for Satan, benefit is important. To me, the role is important. What's the role of me? Because I'm playing a role. Where? You already forgot about it. We. There is this we. Knowledge belongs to that we. There is a we, which we call it, not the Adam something, humanity, because human is something else to us. The collective spirituality of human being, that we. That we, which every fellow who is there is exactly like others. They are lovers. That's the picture I accept. That was first paragraph of this. He started with first that education is this, blah, blah, blah. Okay, but you have to bring it back to flourish, and this flourishing has some rules in it. If you let the donkey will go to have some herbs. If you let the camel will not go somewhere. The camel will look for something to eat. Your animal existence to us is the machine made for you to write. So who are you? You remember how many times Rumi insisted that you're not this. So if you're not this, who are you? You are the breath. That thing that is in this and it's not in this. That breath of creator in us. Anyhow, this is what he is talking about again and again and again. Then, you remember we arrived in a philosophic negotiation between form and the essence. He said, whatever is, has a form and an essence. Okay? What's the relationship? The relationship is that form is superficial. Form obeys the rule of existence, and form is touchable. Essence is untouchable, but understandable. Essence is in the meaning. Essence is in thinking system. When you say this is a mug, what are you talking about? In reality, this is a piece of ceramic. China, okay? That's it. If There is no human being drinking coffee. This is it. The meaning of this is not in it. Is out, right? The meaning of this mug is in us drinking coffee. We talked about this, Rumi said, understand this. The meaning of something is not in it. The meaning is outside, because for meaning, first you need a brain to think. And in that thought, the meaning is over there. The thing by itself doesn't have a special meaning. And this should be applied to human being. Physical existence of a human being is something, but the meaning of that human being has almost nothing to do with the physical shape and height and this and that and that. The breath is over there, right? We see it in social role. Therefore, somebody who is a policeman, he is a policeman. Do we care that this policeman is a lady or a gentleman? No. Because by policeman, we are not referring to gender. We are referring to a role in the society, right? He said, okay, this form and the essence are very complicated. Let me tell you how complicated it is. This form and essence starts right at the beginning of the idea of human being. In our story, the Adam and Eve, it starts there. You see, Adam and Eve are blah, 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 but they implant something. It will grow in sheath. You see, then he will hand it to someone else. Then it's Noah. He started to bring in all the different steps in understanding the essence, because the form was here before human being here. But before human being here, there was no meaning in this stuff. Everything was it. Now we bring in the meaning, so we bring it in. Is that okay? We'll talk about this a lot, but we'll agree upon something that we are not this. We are that. We are the spirit, okay? But do not be fooled by this separation of form and the essence. Do not go to the extreme and say, let's forget about the form. The essence counts. There is a beauty in form. Don't go around and say the form is temporary and it's... Let me tell you one of the serious temporary stuff I do. Early in the morning I wake up, I have a very special corner. I go stand in that special corner, and there are some different figures. I mean, like doing this and stuff. I do, and there are something which is mainly in Arabic. I somehow repeat those stuff. These are nonsense. Logically, I did some what? Some practice of some forms, right? I said, but through that repetition every day, I'm touching my soul and I'm changing my feeling. That's what prayer is. The form of a prayer, no matter what you're doing, if you're lighting up a candle, or sprouting the water, or go like Muslims, like this, like Jews, like that, like Zoroastrian, like that. All of it is almost nonsense. So we are not talking about the real value of form, but only through this form we could touch the essence. How else I could improve myself? A lot of people, even a lot of organization with enormous budget, they try to find some shortcut. to take someone and change him to something else. Mainly they wanted to make perfect soldiers. And it started there. Anyhow, they were looking for the best way of brainwash. They even studied LSD and all these drugs to find a trick. And guess what? The trick is very simple. With none of those instruments, they could change my mind. But with a little practice, I could do it. As simple as that. Because I could reach my soul by my deeds. Okay? Let's go back to creativity. What am I supposed to create? Beauty. Which, okay, if you're a good player, be a Mozart. But if there is no instrument of that, the best thing you could do is create a kind atmosphere. Okay? So by trying this, what will happen? Nothing. You're losing a little bit of energy, thought, and things like that. And you're giving pleasure to other people. Okay. Is that all? First of all, you will enjoy it. For the moment, it doesn't taste good because logically it's giving up time and energy and all that, right? But you have never tasted it. Ask the people who do it. They will tell you it's so delightful and it's addictable. Right? This is first. So, guess what? By doing this, the repetition will change you to become a kind person. So, you will do no big effort to do it. It will be your nature, second nature. How? With just doing it. Little by little. Step by step. That's what we're talking about. In this book, Rumi, like an honest master, like other masters that I studied, never promises you a shortcut. Do you like to have a shortcut? It depends. No. Your logic said yes, but let me tell you, there are times that you don't like the shortcut. Okay, if you're studying, going to school, do you like to have a shortcut to be at the next grade or next year and get your PhD? Yes, because being in a school is not that fun. Okay? If you are in a very difficult position and you are handling it because you have to, you're looking for a shortcut. That's very logical, right? Okay, if you are, you have enjoyed a very good night in the prime of the school, okay? And now you are walking your girlfriend back to her home, and tomorrow you're going to Calgary in a university and she's going to Toronto. You're walking and enjoying that walk, right? Are you looking for a shortcut? Shortcut is when I want it to be finished. This is the path of kindness that I enjoy it. Why do I need a shortcut? That's the point in here. He stopped, book one, he said, you need patience, you are rushing. Because logic, yes, logically you look for a shortcut, but this is an exception. Remember, all the rules, one by one, are proven wrong in here, because love doesn't obey those rules. Rumi talked about this with the example of two slaves. One is talking very good, the other one is being very good. Remember, this is when we stopped it last time, because he came to a point to say, listen,